After planting their seeds, farmers have to water and wait.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
I did not grow up on a farm, but I noticed this. A farmer prepares and fertilizes the soil, plants seed, waters them, then waits for the harvest. He waits because it takes time for seeds to germinate, sprout, and grow. But he's willing to wait because he expects a payoff in the end. That process illustrates a principle in the life of a Christian believer. We go through all kinds of experiences in life, much like Christian in the story of John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. In that allegory, Christian faced Mr. Hopeful, Giant Despair, Doubting Castle, Mr. Cruelty, Mr. Feeble-Minded, Mr. Ready to Halt, and a few others. Like Christian in Pilgrim's Progress, people of faith learn they must labor and wait for the harvest. The ancient prophet Micah spoke for many in chapter 7 when he said, "I wait confidently for God to save me, and my God will certainly hear me. Do not gloat over me, my enemies, for though I fall, I will rise again. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. The Lord will bring me into the light, and I will see his righteousness." God's people know that even though weeping may last through the night, joy comes with the morning. God will ultimately fulfill all he has promised his dearly loved children.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.